Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. This coming Saturday, American Public Media's Live From Here, formerly a Prairie Home Companion, will broadcast live from Tanglewood's Kuzovitsky Music Shed in Lenox, Massachusetts. Host Chris Thiele will be joined for his two-hour radio variety show by Lake Street Dive, Aoife O'Donovan, comedian Gary Gulman, and Thiele's own band, Punch Brothers. Thiele's a mandolinist and composer best known for his masterful participation in Nickel Creek, the Goat Rodeo Sessions, and the aforementioned Punch Brothers. He's the recipient of a MacArthur Genius Grant in 2012, and he joins us now. Chris Thiele, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely my pleasure. Prairie Home Companion, now live from here, has had quite a couple of years. From where you're sitting, how has your takeover of the show and the rebrand gone, and how has feedback been for you?
Well, so far, so good from where I'm sitting. I'm having an awfully good time. I mean, it's to have these 2 hours handed to you to commune with the country every Saturday afternoon. You know, at a time when I was used to turning on the radio, if a radio was around, I would always turn it on, you know, to listen to the show. So this time is sacred to me. It always has been. I was born with this being a thing. In 1981, I think the show had just gone national, and my parents were early adopters of it as a ritual. So it's always been a part of my life, and to now be sort of in charge of what happens during those 2 hours is incredible. It's incredible, and it's a responsibility I take very seriously. And I think so far it's working. I mean, of course there are people, I'm sure, who like me miss what used to happen. But I think a lot of people also like me are trying to evaluate it as a new thing. Is this a thing that I care to add to my life? And that's who we have to focus on. Because of course, I mean, it was so sad for me when Garrison called me and said, you know, I think I'm coming in for a landing with the show, and I'd love for you to keep it going after I'm done. And, you know, there's part of me just thrilled to have the opportunity and part of me crestfallen as a fan of the show. So, again, it's a responsibility I take very seriously, but I think it's going well, and it seems like people are happy.
Tell me about the title change and how the new title was chosen.
Well, our hand was forced with that. I'll not go into all of that, but we had to change the title, and so I was in there certainly, but APM, of course, it's actually their American Public Media. It's their property. The show is so they ultimately came up with that title and, you know, market tested it and all that kind of thing. And what I like about it personally is that it's a clean slate. It's a blank canvas every week. It doesn't really call anything in particular into mind, and I think that canon has been used against it. but for me, I do love not being painted into a corner as far as like what you actually hear live from here. I mean, the sky's the limit, right? That could be anything. As a musician, as someone who strives to create, hopefully satisfying, but hopefully always surprising, bits of audible entertainment / art, I really do love not being painted into any specific corner.
How many, and I apologize that I don't know this, how many live shows a year do you do? How many weeks off do you get?
Certainly no shame in knowing that. It's like sort of a moving target. We do 26 okay. new shows every year, so, you know, theoretically, every other week is live, but we usually do them in bunches and then take much of the summer off. Super special about this last show in Tanglewood for me, for that to be our season finale. It's actually, I was heading up to do a Prairie Home Companion at Tanglewood the night that I met my wife. So this show will, the Tanglewood shows will always be fairly special to me on as far as that's concerned. And then also I was at Tanglewood rehearsing for a Goat Rodeo Sessions tour when I bought the engagement ring
at
a little place. Yeah, at a little place in Great Barrington called McTeague and McClellan.
Yeah, yep, they're underwriters on WAMC.
Are they really?
They are. They are. So thanks for that. That's nice.
I love them. I love them so much. And so the Berkshires and particularly that, you know, that amphitheater at Tanglewood is very special for me.
How did you, I mean, we'll talk more about the show, of course, but now that you've brought in a little bit of the personal, how did you meet your wife? Where did you meet?
So it was a setup. Yeah, I mean, you never hear about setups actually working, right? Mm-hmm. Usually it's like something you use against your friends as a joke later on. Remember when you introduced me to that crazy person? But this was a mutual friend who said we should meet each other, and lo, she was right. It was a Friday night, and I was going to drive up to the Berkshires that night, and ended up not leaving this little party that had been arranged for us to meet, actually, at this mutual friend's house. And I just got to talking to my, you know, who was the woman who was to become my wife, and we I think I hung out until 2-3 in the morning there and drove up to the Berkshires after that. So it was a bleary-eyed Chris that showed up at rehearsal for that episode of Prairie Home Companion, but I was also psyched about this girl, so it ended up being fine. It was like a you know, some sort of day-long injection of caffeine.
Wonderful. So 26 shows a year, and for each show you write the song of the week, an all-new original song for that broadcast. How did that start, and how stressful is it to know that you need to write a song each of these weeks?
it's wonderful. You know, Garrison told me when he was pitching the idea of me becoming the host of the show, he said, Chris, you're going to love having a deadline. You're going to love having it. It's so true. You sit on an idea. You get so precious as a creator of things with your ideas. And it's like, no, that's not quite right. That's not quite right. And sometimes you're right, and sometimes you're really wrong. And sometimes you can squeeze all of the life out of a kernel of musical thought, without the wolf at the door, knowing that there's just, eventually this will become a song. Eventually I'll make a record. Eventually we'll be on tour. This whatever it is that I do, it needs to be hearable, you know, at 6 Eastern on Saturdays. I can't even tell you how thrilling that is. Stressful? Yes, absolutely stressful. Thrilling as well, though. And I did it to my, no one said, you know, maybe you should write a song every week. No one said that. But I did think about how Garrison would come up with that monologue every week. And it would be, you know, 12 minutes of a brand new story, related to a story that he'd been telling us for years and years, but a brand new story every week. And I figured, man, if he can do that, then I should be able to write a song. and so far, God, what an adventure it's been. It's composition boot camp for me. And you know, I also thought about, and don't think for a second that I'm comparing myself to Bach, but I thought about how Bach would write a cantata every week for his church. And again, I figured, if he can write a cantata every week, I can come up with a song.
You're saying I should make the headline for this web post of this interview, Chris Thiele claims, I am the next Bach.
Oh, God, I've seen worse. That's why I'm always qualifying things on an interview.
Of course.
I understand people need to make it as clickable as possible, but oh my.
I wouldn't dream of doing that to you. I'm only joking.
Thank you.
Of course.
I appreciate it.
So how is the show written? You have a team of fantastic comedy writers in the Live From Here writers' room, or if there ever even is a physical room. Tell me how the show gets created each week.
The writers' room is sort of in the ether, which is something that can be done now over the internet, obviously. My wife is the director, actually. She's been the director this season, which has been lovely. I highly recommend working with a significant other, particularly if you're not actually working in the same realm of entertainment/art. I think that's really good, because I don't know. I'm the first to admit I don't know anything about sketch comedy. And so that was something right away that I felt like I need to hand this off to people that I think are funny and you know, sort of just bursting with ideas. Tom Papa, a great comedian based in Los Angeles, he's sort of our head writer, along with Rachel Axler, who writes for the show Veep. Mm-hmm. So they're sort of our you know, that there are our beacons or our compasses of the spoken word section, along with my wife, and then a segment producer of ours named Joey Ryan, who happens to be half of the Milk Carton Kids. Joey is someone who helps me sort of combine the spoken word and musical aspects, and then I write as well for the show. I write all the birthday notes and I spearhead the opening monologue along with Joey and my wife Claire. So it's a real team effort on the spoken word side of things, which I'm very grateful for. Again, seeing as I have spent my entire life in a practice room with a mandolin.
Right. This week at Tanglewood, you'll be joined by your band Punch Brothers. Lake Street Dive will be there, and Aoife O'Donovan will hear comedy from Gary Gulman. How is all of that set up from week to week? Who books the show?
Well, I'm afraid you're speaking with a card-carrying control freak on that front. I love music, and one of the I guess the propellers of the show is my earnest belief that we are living in a wonderful time for music. It's easy to go dark on your own time, and I think probably every generation has felt that they were killing music. And it's tempting to think that, you know, you listen to the radio a lot of times and you just go, man, this all sounds the same. Remember when pop music was the Beatles? But guess what? Pop music wasn't all the Beatles when the Beatles were around. Mm-hmm. There was actually a lot of vapidity, you know, stride by stride with the Beatles, and then they showed up and they were extraordinary. You know, we can't judge popular music of the 60s by the Beatles and the Beach Boys. They were the outliers. You know, there was a lot of other stuff that was not good. And sometimes you go back and look at the charts from those years and look at the stuff that was standing shoulder to shoulder with things like the Beach Boys and the Beatles, and you'll find a lot of music that, you know, it's just not there. Mm-hmm. It's not memorable. That's why we don't remember. That's why we're comparing our times unrealistically to the stuff that we remember from the days of yore. And the stuff that lasts, the stuff that we remember, is the very best stuff of that time. And the very best stuff of our time, I think, will stand shoulder to shoulder with the best music ever written. And I would love this show to be a place where we hear some stuff that might stand the test of time. And I certainly feel like Lake Street Dive is, for instance, is an act that we'll be remembering. We'll be going, pop music isn't what it used to be. And we'll be thinking of things like Lake Street Dive. But I really do feel that we as a people are still making wonderful, wonderful audible art / entertainment. And for me, the two need never be separated. Art and entertainment, they're made in one gesture.
For the comedian, for Gary Gulman, does some, you've said you don't know much about sketch comedy or comedy. does somebody else pull in a comic?
So, I mean, certainly the nice thing is I know when I'm laughing or not. I know that.
Right.
The team, I need to mention Madeline Calhoun, Maddie Calhoun, who has helped wrangle that side of things, along with Tom Papa and Joey Ryan and Claire, my wife. So they're presenting comedians to me, and you know, I'm laughing or not. Usually, I mean, at this point, pretty much always laughing. I mean, Gary is hilarious. I'm really excited for him to be on the show. But that's you're right. That part I'm happy to let them find things, and then every now and then I'll go, you know what, this just isn't getting to me. But almost all the time at this point, I'm just on the floor.
You have in the couple of minutes we have left, I'd like to ask you about the Punch Brothers have a new album coming out in July called All Ashore. And I would like you to tell me a little bit about that album. I can tell from Twitter that you're very excited about it. It'll be out on Nonesuch in July.
Yes, I'm really excited about this new record, and I hope it doesn't appear too self-indulgent to have my own band as one of our guests, but I am really excited about this material, and certainly not above using this 2 hours that I have to help get it out into the world. It's I've been having all these conversations with my closest friends and family members. These talks that you have at you know, your favorite coffee shop or the local watering hole, whatever it may be. These conversations, that we're having, you know, I think first getting together with a friend for me, like in a tiki bar. I'm obsessed with tiki culture right now, and I feel like it's sort of on the rise because we have a lot to escape from right now. Tiki is sort of, you know, one of these great the bastions of American escapism. These fanciful cocktails with, you know, little beach umbrellas sticking out of them, and in settings that look like the Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just fully escape. It wears it on its sleeve. It knows it's not solving a problem. It's running from it temporarily. And we run from all of the stuff that's going on in the world right now to these places, these kind of safe places, these oases, with dear, dear friends. And, you know, we're like, you know what? Couldn't you use a drink? I could use a drink. I could use a drink right now, man. Let's meet it wherever it happens to be. You know, for me, like a great bar, Lost Lake in Chicago, or Tiki T in Los Angeles, or Latitude 29 in New Orleans. These are great tiki bars. And I'll meet a friend there, and it starts with escapism, but then all of a sudden, your guard is down. You feel comfortable. You relax. The tension, you know, the tension is fading from your body, and the difficult stuff comes back. You start talking about it with this person that you love, and you feel comfortable around, and you start talking about what's going on in the world right now and how it's scaring you, and what's going on in your family right now and how that's scaring you, and like, have I made the right choices in my life to lead to this point? Is everything I've built on sand or on rock? I can't tell. And your buddy's talking about the same stuff. And the boys and I were all talking about that kind of stuff when we'd get to the end of the writing day. And so it felt pretty natural, the words that started applying themselves to these melodies that we were coming up with. And as these songs start to, the songs come up like tents, you know, they don't look like anything until the last moment. And so it felt really natural for this to all be swirling around this stuff, the stuff that's happening to us, and the difficulties that our time, every moment in time presents a difficulty to someone who's trying to have a meaningful relationship with their fellow human beings, and particularly the people that you enter into romantic relationships with, and start to say, if you build a family with someone, every time in which you choose to do that presents myriad difficulties, and I feel like our time is, you know, is presenting some very unique difficulties, as any time does, and I feel like it's all song worthy, and so it's a record about those things, and we composed it as a record from start to finish, so it's, you know, it's sort of meant to be heard in an order, you know. Our eyes are wide open as far as how music is consumed these days. We fully expect you to get the record and put it straight on to shuffle, you know, and hear one of our songs next to who knows, Taylor Swift or a Bach cantata, or like whatever it is. We totally understand, and we love that about you. But also, you know, if you ever have a quiet 45 minutes, and who knows if that'll ever happen in our crazy world at this point, but if you ever do, know that we did put it in an order and sort of composed a 43-minute record for you.
Live From Here, hosted by Chris Thiele, will be at Tanglewood this Saturday. For more information, visit tanglewood.org. Punch Brothers' new record, All Ashore, will be out on Nonesuch in July. Chris Thiele, a great pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for your time.
So fun to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Once again, Chris Thiele hosts American Public Media's Live From Here, live at Tanglewood, this Saturday. We'll also broadcast live on WAMC. To learn more, visit tanglewood.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.